Hi, welcome to the Miranda Writes podcast.
I'm Crystal.
I'm Vanessa.
We have the right to remain silent,
but we probably won't.
Hey, mujer.
Hey, comadre.
What are you doing, florecita?
Oh, nothing. Just settling in for the night. What are you doing? I see nothing. Voodoo. You got a friend over there.
I do. She's over here laying next to me. She's like chilling.
She's like, yay, this is like fun.
Oh my God, I love, we should podcast here all the time.
Yeah,
I love this chase you have. I want one so bad.
I know. It works wonders.
So beautiful. And I just want to sleep in it forever. How was your week?
It was good. It was a nice, it was a good week this week. What did I do? Work.
Same.
I laid off on the home projects, but I started trying to finish one today, which we're looking right at it.
I know, it looks really pretty. I can't wait to see it when it's finished.
I had a little distraction. But it's all good now.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. As you can see, my little clip when I was rolling around on the floor trying to get motivated to paint it.
Yeah.
I rolled my big old marble head all over the floor and it cracked it. So I haven't even picked up the pieces. Oh, shit. Those aren't bugs. Those are, it's a cracked clip. Oh, shit. But anyways.
That's funny.
How about yours? How was your week?
Eventful? I fucked up. I fucked up on Wednesday.
Oh, no.
I did. Was acting, you know, my usual crazy self.
Yes.
Went and rolled up on somebody.
I know. Pull up.
And that didn't end well, so.
You're also, we're here.
So, but, you know, I do crazy things. I tend to do crazy things.
Shit happens.
Yeah, I guess. Except it happens all the time with me.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all right. I was forgiven.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's the important part.
Yeah. And, but other than that, it was fun. Well, not fun, but you know, so Wednesday, I didn't have a good day.
And
that's why I came here.
That's right. Yeah. And that Moscato champagne.
Man,
it
so
works
good.
So good.
Yes, it does.
It was all legit. Like, I can't go nowhere. I got to stay here.
But yeah, so I mean, it worked. It relaxed me, so I was like pretty upset. But
yeah.
Anyways, that was it. And I just worked from home. I went into the office on Thursday. That was eventful.
Yeah.
But I like going into the office.
Yeah.
It's change of scenery.
That's good. Yeah, it is. It is.
Yeah.
It's not so bad, you know?
No, it's not. And I actually like, I think that we should be able to split our time. Like,
I know. I love it. I mean, I love this.
I do too. Everybody wants to like, everybody wants this COVID to go away and I'm just hoping and praying it doesn't.
Yeah. I know. Like not for the people that are losing their lives or nothing.
Yeah,
but,
no.
But it's like.
All the perks that are coming with it.
Yeah, right?
Jesus.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, dude, I've gotten so many things done, you know, like just. You know, around the house, like, I mean, even though I'm just like, I feel like I'm knocking like all my little home projects that I've been wanting to do because I'm not at the office or like exhausted or stressed or whatever, you know what I mean? And then, you know, I'm getting stuff done. So I'm not like, oh, I can't wait to go home and veg out, you know. I'm like, well, I'm here, it's quiet, there's no interruptions. So
I feel like you know, just like working in general, like when you work from home, it's good because you're relaxed, you're not so stressed out, and you have to deal with different personalities
exactly.
So it's a little different, I feel like, but I like it.
I do too.
Like it a lot.
I do too. I love it.
So
yep,
I wanted to say hi to Ashley and Katie, Caitlin. I want to say hi to them. Hi, Ashley and Katie.
Hello.
Ashley, Katie told me that you're her friend and that you are you're going to college for criminology. So oh. she listens to us when she's studying and stuff.
Oh, that's neat. Yeah.
So hi, Ashley. Hi, Katie.
Hi, Ashley. Hi, Katie.
And then I want to say hi to Laura. Laura started listening to us.
Okay.
Laura
K.
Uh-huh. I'm not gonna say I was like, names. Hey. And then I wanted to say hi to somebody. Oh, Kelly. Kelly's listening to us. Kelly M.
Uh-huh. Okay.
She's requesting for us to do more than one podcast a week.
Oh, hell no. No, told you, Kelly. Can't do that shit. No.
It's a lot of research. There's a lot of research that goes, you know, I mean, we don't. I mean, I'm pretty sure there's people that research way better than us.
But. Oh, hell yeah. Like, I've heard other podcasters, and I'm like, shit, I feel like such an amateur, but I can't do it.
I know, because it's so, I mean, like, you just have to dig, and like, oh my God. So, like, the one I'm doing next week, I started on Monday, still haven't gotten anything done, so I'm going to try to get that done this weekend, so I don't have to worry about it all week.
Uh-huh.
But I was researching, and I can't find this one thing that I want to know so bad, but I can't find it. So I'm like, I need to like sharpen my research skills because this is bleak.
Yeah. Okay.
So yeah. But anyways, I've been on this like 90s kick lately. I've been listening to a lot of like 90s music, like alternative music, you know, like Nirvana, like all those, like Counting Crows, and Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Guns N' Roses. Like, I've just been on this 90s kick.
Nice.
And I love it. I've just been rocking out lately.
Cool.
I know.
That's good. I know. I love when I hear like old school jams like that. I'm like, oh my God. I know. I remember this.
Takes you back in time.
I know.
The Gin Blossoms. Oh my God. I'm such a huge Gin Blossoms fan. I love the Gin Blossoms. Every time they come on, I'm just like,
blaring it up.
Gin Blossoms. I get like so super excited. And then I've been like, so Empire Records was on Netflix. I don't know if you knew that.
I freaking didn't know love that. Empire That's
Records.
A good movie.
Oh my God. I love Empire movie. Records. Oh, Rexy, you're so sexy. Because I love Empire Records. So, yeah, just been like on this 90s kick. I think I just want to be young again.
I know. Trying to live your best life in the 90s.
I know, and it's like fucking 5,000. That's in the 5,000s. Just kidding. No, but I'm just, I don't know. I think I'm just trying to like tap into my teenage self again. I don't know.
Oh my God, that is hilarious. I know. That's funny.
So did you want to say hi to somebody?
I did. I wanted to say hi to Martita, my girlfriend.
Hi, Martita.
Yes. I want to say hi to Martita, Vince, and Tori. Vince and Tori are her kids.
Hi, Tori.
They are from Houston, Texas. Mm. And they listen to us, and poor things. She probably tortured her kids to listen to us. Martita, and now they love us.
Did you force us on your children?
No. And I felt so bad, but I wanted to
hilarious.
I wanted to holler at my girl Martita and the kiddos, Vince and Tori.
Hi, Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening.
Please go rate, review, subscribe, and download. That's how we get rated in the podcast world.
Yes. And they're probably freaking, you know how these kids are. They know. They're like so good at these dang phones and technology, and they're like masters at finger banging the phones stuff. So.
Listen, I have no clue what the fuck I'm doing. Even on Twitter, I'm like, what the fuck does that mean?
I know.
I am like determined to figure Twitter out, and I still have not figured it out.
I know.
Jesus Christ.
And you're a lot better than I am.
I'm like, if this is what I tell myself, listen, you old bitch. You can figure out Facebook, Instagram. You can fucking figure out Twitter. Oh, yes. You can figure out Snapchat too. Sorry about that. You can figure out those fucking things. You can figure out Twitter.
Yeah.
I still have not been able to master Twitter. I still don't get it.
I know. And I don't like it. Like, when I go into Twitter, then it just always takes you to the bottom.
I know.
Like, and you have to double tap home.
You know what I don't like, too, is that, like, you know, on Facebook, like, you can hit, like, the comment and it'll show you all the comments. Yes. It doesn't do that on Twitter, and it pisses me off.
Yeah.
I'm so nosy. I want to know what everybody else said. I know. It's none of my fucking business at all whatsoever. Well,
it's not mine either, but it's on social media, so exactly. I
want to know. Exactly. That's exactly what I said. I want to know what the fuck everybody else said. I don't fucking care about the post. I want to see what everybody else said.
Yes.
Anyways. I know. Yeah, it's awful.
I know. I freaking hate it.
So I'm excited to hear your story this week, Mohed.
Yes. You know what? It was actually this story was recommended to me when we first started.
It was a case suggestion. Podcast.
Yes.
Yes.
And it was actually from my coworker, Kathy. So holla at my girl, Kathy.
Hi, Kathy.
And she's the one that, you know, suggested that I should do it. And so it's good. Mm-hmm. I don't know if my research is good, but the overall story is good. Of course, you know me, I don't like to read a lot, so
yeah,
it was like a document. Well, she suggested it, and then I looked it up on YouTube, and I was able to get some documentary info. Cool. So it is called, we're going to be talking about the Delphi Girls tonight.
Okay.
And I got my info from RTV6ABC, which I think is a news channel station.
Oh, okay.
From the area. I'm saying it wrong. I'm sorry. It's pronounced Delphi. Delphi. I keep calling it Delphi,
yeah.
But it's Delphi.
Okay.
So
Delphi Murders.
Yeah, Delphi Murders. And I also got some info from John Terhune. Mm-hmm. He's a journal and courier. C-O-U-R-I-E.
Courier?
Courier, yeah. I don't know what that means because I'm special.
I think it... Wouldn't it be like a delivery person?
That's what I thought.
Because, like, you know, they have mail couriers,
yeah,
right?
that's exactly what I thought. But I was like, maybe I'm pronouncing it wrong.
I don't think so. I don't think you are.
Anyways...
listen, we're dumbasses. We don't know.
Yeah, so sorry, guy, if I butchered your title and your name.
Just let us know.
Yeah. Email us.
Email us, yeah. So, email us and be like, listen, you stupid bitches.
Yeah. Learn English first before you start the podcast. And so, yeah.
So, okay.
Okay, so the Delphi Murders, and we are going to be talking about Abigail Williams, a.k.a. Abby, and Liberty German, a.k.a. Libby.
Okay. Aww. Avery's middle name is Liberty.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Aww. And then Abby, like Abby girl, like Kevin's daughter.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I forgot that her name was Abby.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so we're not talking about them. No, just kidding. We're talking about Abby and Libby
Delphi Murders.
We're not talking about anybody else's case. So Abby was 13 and Libby was 14, and they were best friends.
Aww.
And they were in eighth grade together. Both girls were from Delphi, Indiana.
Okay. I was going to ask you where was it at, but you just said it.
Yeah.
Do you remember your eighth grade best friend?
No.
I don't either. Is that bad?
I'm old.
I know, so bad.
I'm old and I'm starting to be delusional.
And you're starting to get Alzheimer's. Yes. As well.
For real. So, no.
No. You really don't at all?
I don't.
You're really good at that.
I know.
I don't remember shit at all.
Yeah, I'm starting to get that way.
Are you?
Yeah, I don't remember anything.
Oh, we're old. Fucking I know. Old bitches. Anyways, go ahead.
So, Delphi became a city in 1866.
Damn.
Currently, at least 3,000 people call Delphi home. Okay. Locals would say it's a safe place to grow up in. Residents were known to leave their doors unlocked, and it's, you know, usual small town. Everyone knows everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Typical small town kind of feel.
Yeah.
And the natives would often feel safe letting their children walk to a friend's house or go hiking or go to the park alone, that kind of stuff. So our girls, Abby and Livy, did everything together. Hmm. I just called her Livy. Sorry. Abby and Libby did everything together.
What did you call them, Ryan?
Livy. With the B. With the B. I can't even talk. Oh, my God. It's fucking late. It's like 10:27. No, I'm just kidding. Don't judge me.
Mujer's tired.
I know.
She's all relaxed.
Tired. I am.
She smoked hookah. She ate. She's done. She's fucking done for the night.
Exactly. Watered my plants. Okay, so Abby and Libby did everything together. Mm-hmm. Both girls were in band, and they both played the alto saxophone.
They always wanted to play the saxophone.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
That or the cello.
Oh.
And the violin.
I don't know what either one of those are. You know what I always wanted to play? Finger flick my bead.
I know you're going to say that. And I'm wearing the finger flicking the beat shirt.
I love that shirt. That's like my all-time fave.
I know. I love these shirts. They're so comfortable.
Okay, so they both played the alto saxophone, and they both liked photography, mm-hmm. painting, and they also played softball together.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Libby was known to be a great baker. She was known best for making her delicious cookies. And
were they like special cookies? Just
kidding.
She was in eighth grade. She didn't. She wasn't
like my special keto cookies.
No, not like that.
I'm just kidding. But Libby would write her grandma little post-it love notes everywhere.
That
she
was
would.
So sweet.
Yeah. One note in particular that they showed, Libby was thanking her grandma for all that she's done for her and her sister, and how much she loves her grandma.
Was her grandma raising her?
Mm-hmm.
Aww.
Yeah, her grandma and grandpa.
That is so sweet.
And he looked really young. He was like a handsome grandpa. Like, he did not look old enough to be your grandpa.
Oh, I thought you said grandma.
Grandma and grandpa.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, grandparents.
Grandparents.
Both. Both of them.
Both.
Both of them. Both of them. Grandpa Both. And grandma. Grandparents. Both of them.
Abuelitos.
Yes. Yes, mijita.
Yes, mi.
Yes, mijita, princesita. Mi linda, mi cielo. Mi corazoncita.
Mi tesoro.
Okay, so Libby was also very giving. Mm-hmm. She was always looking to help other kids that were less fortunate. Libby wanted to be a science teacher. She also liked solving crimes or finding cures.
Oh, solving crimes like us.
Mm-hmm.
We're solver crimers.
I guess.
Wait, you know what I mean. Crimer solvers. Wait, crime solvers.
Just shut up. We are none of the above.
Yeah, we're not.
I mean, clearly we don't strive to be our best.
We wear leggings and oversized t-shirts.
Exactly. So Libby actually attended science classes at a nearby university.
Oh, Libby did?
Mm-hmm.
And she was in eighth grade?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Jesus. Yeah, I did not do any of that shit in eighth grade.
These kids are so smart.
What year was that?
This happened in 2017.
Oh, shit.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Yes, queen.
I was... Listen.
Oh, my God. I think she makes up her own fucking stories, y'all.
Judge me. Do not judge me.
Yeah, considering she was telling everybody that her last week's story was from the 80s. And it was actually a smidge hair over to the millennium side.
It was like 20 years old.
Jesus Christ.
I swear to God, Don't judge me. I swear to God, I thought this happened like in the 80s or 90s.
Here we go. This bitch is trying to live her best life in the 90s. She is just really stuck in the 90s.
Stuck in the 80s.
I think she's trying to wear 80s clothes.
I'm an 80s baby. I am.
Trying to reach over.
I am. I'm like wearing these shirts, these off-the-shoulder shirts. I love them. Anyway, go ahead.
Okay. So, Abby loved photography like her mom, and she loved arts and crafts. Mm. Abby enjoyed making things to give to people. Mm-hmm. She would knit newborn hats with her Aunt Maggie. Mm.
These kids, I mean, are really crafty and smart.
I know. I was like, sheesh.
What the fuck was I doing? I think the only thing I was doing was eating, stuffing my fat ass fucking face.
Yeah, that sounds about right. I'm pretty sure I was doing the same thing. Eating, stuffing my fat face, and probably watching movies, laying around.
Finger flicking her bean?
Yes. Rolling around like a freaking, flopping around like a dead seal, rolling just from side to side on the couch. So Abby would knit newborn baby hats with her aunt. Abby convinced her mom and grandparents to keep a stray cat, which they still have till this day. Abby was especially known because she had a bright, big smile.
This makes me sad already. I want to cry.
Abby's family has left her room exactly the way she left it.
Oh my God, I'm gonna die. That is so sad.
I know. And it shows like a video of everything, like all her stuff.
Could you imagine if one of my kids went missing, their rooms would be looking like a fucking tornado?
It would just probably be cleared out, mija. We would just give all their stuff to Goodwill. We're like, oh yes, somebody wanted her. Thank God. Jesus Christ, please don't bring her back with kids.
Take all this shit. Take everything.
Take all your happy little shit. All your pretty little shit. Get the fuck out of here. Just
kidding. Oh my God, no, seriously. JK. I would die. Like, I don't.
I know.
That's awful. Right?
Yeah. For real. Like, that's seriously awful.
Yeah, it is.
So, condolences. We're not laughing at
the victim. Yeah, we're not laughing at the victim. We're laughing at my asshole kids.
Yes. Okay, so on February 13th, 2017, the girls decided to go to the Monin Bridge in Delphi, Indiana. So when the people pronounce it on the documentary, it sounds like they're saying Mona.
Okay.
But it's spelled M-O-N-O-N, like Monin.
Okay, so it's probably a different language,
yeah. Like a name. Like, so you know. I'm just going to call it Mona, because okay. That's how they pronounce it on the docuseries and all that, or the documentaries. So on February 13th, the girls decided to go to the Mona Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The Mona Bridge is a tourist attraction that is built over Deer Creek. Mm-hmm. So it goes like across it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It is also the second highest bridge in Indiana. The bridge was used to carry CSX trains. So it's kind of like, it looks like a old, like railroad kind of.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah, but it's long. Yeah. Like it's really, it goes like really far.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The tracks are on the bridge.
Yeah.
Okay.
But they don't, it doesn't look like tracks. It looks like wood tracks, basically, that's is what I'm it looks say. Like.
Yeah. It looks like the old time.
The bridge was actually abandoned in 1987. And the Mona Bridge is a popular destination for hikers on Delphi's expansive trail system.
So, see, in the 1980s, you did mention the 1980s.
God. Stop right there. And nobody cares.
I'm just saying.
Okay. So the Mona Bridge is acknowledged for its beautiful scenery. Mm-hmm. Many people have taken wedding pictures, prom pictures, special event pictures, etc. Yeah.
Kind of like the Velago Park here in CG. I can't stand when people do that.
I would say it's like a gazillion times better than
that. I know. I'm being sarcastic. Yes.
But yes, people will take their wedding pictures, prom pictures.
I'm sorry. La cosa, like, mija. I'm being judgmental right now.
I know.
I don't understand that. Anyway.
And people just trying to live their best life, y'all. Don't be hating.
At Velago Park.
At Velago Park. So that day, Libby asked her older sister, Kelsey German, for a ride to the Mona Bridge so Abby and Libby could go hiking on the Delphi Historic Trails.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because they had a bunch of little hiking trails and stuff.
Yeah.
Kelsey, the sister, was mm-hmm. a junior in high school, so she was able to drive and drop the girls off at mm-hmm. the bridge. Mm-hmm. Not at the bridge, but, you know, at yeah. the little hiking entrance or whatever. Mm-hmm. So Libby took a Snapchat picture of herself and Abby on the bridge that day.
Aww.
Okay. Libby also took a picture of Abby walking on the bridge that day.
Okay.
Who would have known this would be the last time anyone would see these two girls alive?
Oh, shit.
I wrote that. Yes, queen. Mm-hmm. So
I'm already getting anxious.
Yeah.
My palms are getting sweaty.
And so around 3:30, it said Libby's dad, but I think it was her grandpa.
Oh, yeah.
Libby's dad was scheduled to pick up the girls after work on mm-hmm. his way home from work. Mm-hmm. He tried calling to let them know that he was going to be waiting for them at the entrance. Mm-hmm. He never got a response. Okay. So he ended up reporting the girls missing at 5:30 p.m.
So this was during the day.
Mm-hmm. During uh-huh. the day.
And like midday, right? So if the...
Yeah. And yeah. I think the sister ended up dropping him off like about earlier in like the morning.
Yeah, time. Like mid-morning.
Yeah, mid-morning. I'm going to say...
Like 10, 11-ish?
Yeah, 10, 11-ish. Yeah. And I want to say that somebody said like 12:30, but I'm not sure on that. But I think it was like mid-morning.
Yeah. So it was pretty early in the day. It wasn't
Mm-hmm. And I didn't write it.
It
wasn't like late evening or nothing like that. Yeah. And I didn't write this down, but I think on one of the documentaries, it said that I just totally lost my train of thought. I don't remember what I was trying to say. But anyways, I didn't write it down. That's what I get. I'm old. I forgot.
The Alzheimer's
kicking in. It's kicking in. So, yeah. So what are we talking about now?
What are we doing? Where am I at?
Where am I at? Why do I have clothes on? Where's my wine? I'm just kidding. Oh, okay, so first responders began searching for both girls Monday, February 13th.
Like in the early morning hours? Like early in the morning?
Or? No, the 13th. That was the afternoon that they went missing.
Oh, okay. At 5:30 he reported them missing. Mm-hmm. So in the evening.
Yes. Evening time of February 13th. All through the night.
Oh, shit.
Until like midnight, they were looking for the girls.
And nothing.
And so...
When was the last Snapchat picture taken?
They didn't give that information.
They didn't?
Mm-mm. They didn't give the time of the Snapchat.
Because it'll tell you, like, when you take a Snapchat picture, mm-hmm. like, it won't tell you the exact time, but they have mm-hmm. those little filters where, you know, it'll give you the time
mm-hmm.
and where you're at, you know?
Yeah, they didn't have that on the picture. Mm-mm.
But I'm wondering, because, like, you know, Snapchat, like if you upload something, I'll say like 20 minutes ago or whatever, uh-huh. you know. Uh-huh.
It didn't say on any of the news broadcasting or anything. Well, yeah.
I'm sure they're keeping it like a secret for a reason.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Which is what they said.
Oh, but, did they?
I mean, they didn't say on the exact time, but they said that they didn't release a lot of information because they don't want to give too much info, basically.
Yeah.
And so the first responders began searching for both of the girls Monday, February 13th, evening time,
mm-hmm.
all through the night until like midnight or whatever. And so on Tuesday, February 14th, the search groups regrouped to search during the morning hours, mm-hmm. Tuesday morning, which would have been Valentine's Day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
St. Valentine's Day.
Yes. And so there's some discrepancies on the time here. One documentary said by 12:15. Actually, the news article said 12:15 p.m., but on the documentary it said by 1:50 p.m. Tuesday, February 14th, authorities found two dead bodies east of the High Bridge and about 50 feet north of Deer Creek.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. By 5 p.m. Tuesday, mm-hmm. February 14th, the two bodies had been positively identified by the police as Abigail Williams, 13, and Liberty German, 14. Their bodies were found about a quarter mile below the bridge. Libby actually took a video and a voice recording of a man near the bridge the day they went missing.
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm.
Have they identified him?
Mm-mm. Authorities believe this guy in the Snapchat video is the perpetrator.
I was going to say.
Mm-hmm.
Do they think he was like a, what do they call them, people? God, I lost my train of thought. Fuck, what do they call them?
She forgot.
It's the Alzheimer's.
It's what kicking the in.
Hell? It's kicking in. What, you know, what are they, when they come in and out, oh God, what the fuck are they called? Not homeless person, a drifter. Was it a drifter?
They didn't say.
They didn't say?
If they thought that it was or was not. So authorities began searching for this man
mm-hmm.
that was near the girl's location that mm-hmm. day. On February 22nd, the police released the voice recording of the voice of the male suspect saying, "Down the hill, down the hill." So Libby actually took a video
mm-hmm. yeah.
of
yeah.
him, like a snap. It was yeah. a Snapchat
yeah,
video.
Yeah, Snapchat video. Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't when he was walking, but when he was walking. Okay. Yeah, when he was walking.
Mm-hmm.
And it just shows the guy walking. That's all the video shows. But the voice recording, it doesn't show him. It doesn't show anything. All you just hear.
You just hear
his
him.
Voice saying, yeah. "Down the hill, down the hill." So, on March 9th, Libby's grandfather pleaded for cooperation at a press release. Mm-hmm. For whoever,
yeah,
killed
whoever
the girls.
Hurt them, yeah.
yeah.
Were they sexually assaulted?
It didn't say, and they're not releasing that information.
Shit.
Mm-hmm. They don't, and I think that's why they don't want to release any information because there's certain things that they think
happened that
they don't want to leak
certain details
yes.
because they don't want.
Mm-hmm.
They don't. Yeah, that makes sense, I guess.
And so 2 years after the girls' deaths, the Indiana State Police held an updated press release open to the public for new info. And that was, I didn't write it down, but I remember it. It was in April of 2019, so about a year ago.
Oh, fuck.
Mm-hmm. They released a quote-unquote new actual eyewitness deposit sketch of the alleged suspect. The deposit sketch, that's a drawing, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So supposedly.
There was a witness.
Yeah, there was one witness.
Did they say who the witness was?
No, and they want to be kept anonymous.
Anonymous.
They don't want to release their identity, this witness.
Probably. Do you think that they know that person?
I don't know. But I that's know that a good, good thought right there.
Observation.
Yes.
Well, not like theory, I guess.
Yeah, good theory. Yeah.
Because why would they want to remain anonymous, you know? And the thing of it is that, I mean, like, I get why you would want to remain anonymous, but there's no, I guess what I'm trying to say is there's no reason to remain anonymous if you don't know that person, right? But if you know that person, you don't want them to know that you saw them.
Unless it was another young person and their parents were like, no, we don't want our child's identity released.
Or unless the man was like a... like an older teenager, like an older kid.
You're on to something.
Okay.
So hold on to that.
Okay.
We're going to talk about that.
Oh, okay.
Ooh. So, mm-hmm.
I should have been a detective.
Yes, queen. You know what? That's it. Quit your job.
Go into the police academy.
Yeah. You know what? There's an opening. Just kidding. Although this sketch was drawn 3 days after the girls were found, mm-hmm. the authorities hadn't released it to the public. So they sat on it for 2 years, basically, mm-hmm, to mm-hmm. release this eyewitness deposit.
Maybe sketch. They did that for a reason. Because maybe, okay, so... So maybe they were hoping that there was another eyewitness or that mm-hmm. the perp would confess. Mm-hmm. You know what yeah. I mean? Like,
I think that's what they were waiting for.
Yeah.
So they held on to it for yeah. like 2 years, which the public was just outraged mm-hmm. by it because... I didn't write this down, but I had it in my head to write it down, and I didn't write it down. I forgot. but yeah, the public was just outraged, but the community was outraged yeah. by it because they're like, you know, here we were looking for the perp that was shown on the picture, mm-hmm. right? Because they just showed a picture of what she had put on Snapchat.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And so they were looking for that guy. And yeah. they were like, for 2 years, we've been looking for somebody trying to keep an eye out that was similar to
this person
yeah, on this the video. Yeah, this person on the video.
And you had a sketch the whole time.
Yes, you had a sketch the whole time. Because the original sketch that they had was a computerized sketch based on the
video.
Yeah, the video. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. So during this new updated press release, the authorities also released the voice recording that was a little longer than the first recording. Mm-hmm. And it said, guys, down the hill, down the hill. So it had guys in front of it. And it's kind of like you have to listen to it, but it does say guys yeah, down the yeah. hill.
So the perp was saying that?
Mm-hmm. Okay. The voice recording
yeah.
Of
the alleged perp. Yeah. Yes.
Uh-huh.
Allegedly.
Mm-hmm. So the ISP, mm-hmm. which is Indiana State Police, mm-hmm. believes the suspect lives in the community of mm-hmm. Delphi mm-hmm. or has close ties to locals mm-hmm. or maybe the suspect doesn't live in Delphi, but works in Delphi.
Okay. Okay. That makes sense. Mm-hmm. So, okay, go ahead.
So, the police believe the suspect is the average Joe citizen mm-hmm. between the ages of 18 mm-hmm. to 40.
Okay.
He could possibly look young for his age.
Mm-hmm. That's so what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Okay. He might have lured them because... He probably lied about his age.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hey, there's this hangout. You guys follow me. I know this cool spot. We could, you know, do whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Not like, you know, but, you know, like make it cool. Like, yeah, you know, we all hang out over here.
Yeah.
I have some friends.
Yeah.
Let's go hang out. They're, yeah. you know, they're waiting for me.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And kids, I mean, they're around that age where they're starting to get curious. They want to seem cool, you know. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. They're more gullible.
Yes. So ISP strongly urge everyone to take a closer look at the guy in the video. Okay.
Okay.
The old sketch is no longer a person of interest, which is the computerized sketch mm-hmm. based mm-hmm. on the video.
Mm-hmm.
they said it was based on a video visual. So, oh my gosh, I feel like I have so much more to say more than this. I guess it's almost done. So, you know, so he just said the ISP basically said, you know, just please take a closer look at this video. You know,
maybe you might recognize yes, something.
Maybe you might recognize or something.
Recognize their voice.
That's what they said. Exactly. Maybe close your eyes and just listen to the voice. Maybe it sounds familiar. Mm-hmm. He said that they have lots of leads, you know, but they strongly believe that he's somewhere in the community of Delphi.
I would say so because he has to know the area.
Right.
Especially if he's going to lure them somewhere.
Uh-huh.
He would have to know that area.
Mm-hmm.
Because you said it's there's, like, water under that bridge, right? So they're probably fishing. He's probably, mm-hmm. like, a fisherman. Not a fisherman, but he goes out there to fish every once in a while, yeah. you know, mm-hmm. or just to hang out or mm-hmm. whatever.
Yep.
Aye, aye.
And Libby's grandparents said that she always used the phrase, give me a minute. Her family pleads for everyone to give the girls a minute to listen, study the guy on the video, mm-hmm. and call in if you have any tips.
Mm-hmm.
There's actually a fundraiser. Our fundraiser dollars helped build a sports complex, park, and softball fields in the memory of Abby and Libby.
Mm.
And there's actually a $230,000 reward, you know, for info to...
Regarding the murders.
Yeah, regarding the murders. There's also a call toll-free tip line. It's 1-844-459-5786. That's 1-844-459-5786. And that's pretty much it. They're actually, and I didn't write this down. I forgot about that too, but that was the other thing that I wanted to write down was they actually noticed a vehicle
mm-hmm.
that was parked right there in that not in the vicinity that their bodies were found, but
in the area.
It was they gave kind of like the location of it,
mm-hmm.
but it was around in the area. So they're actually wanting to find out who was the owner of that vehicle.
Why didn't anybody write down the license plate or anything?
I don't know if it was a tip that came in.
Oh, okay.
Or, because it didn't sound like the police had found it. Maybe. Oh, okay. So I'm thinking.
Like a witness.
Yeah, maybe a witness. Yeah, that saw it, but didn't think anything of it. You know, there's a lot of people like, mm-hmm. don't go around and like, oh, hey, I'm going to check out this license plate.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They're not all.
I know I'm not like that. And yeah, I consider myself very observant, yeah. but I'm not. I don't like.
You're not looking at license plate numbers or anything. Yeah,
totally not.
But I mean, that's like a pretty common thing for mm-hmm. murders is to like hang out to see what's going on.
Yes.
Or they'll be like in the crowd or something. Uh-huh.
And they also did not give the description of the vehicle, what color or anything like
that's
that.
That's weird.
And they also had a specialist on one of the documentaries that he said, I think he was a composite sketch
mm-hmm.
specialist, but, you know, because the community was so upset that they had held on to this information for so long.
Mm-hmm.
And they look completely different.
Mm-hmm. The computerized sketch.
Yeah, the computerized.
Or the computerized, sketch. Like, image and then the sketch.
Correct. Yeah, the eyewitness sketch. And he said, you know, a lot of times that people, they see things, but they don't really pay attention to detail.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
and he goes, and then, you know, think about a few days have passed,
mm-hmm.
you know, and so as their more time, yeah, your memory go. Just kind of like, maybe you don't realize mm-hmm. or you saw something that day, but then it slipped your mind.
Yeah.
And so you don't remember a lot of things.
Or what happens a lot of time is like, they'll see something earlier, like a person earlier, and then see a person later.
Yeah.
And they mix the two up.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I've noticed that that has happened before another crime, like other witnesses, they'll say like for instance, like if you saw me
mm-hmm.
and then like later on you saw somebody
mm-hmm.
you know around like my weight and height or whatever
mm-hmm.
but they were wearing something like maybe a little different
mm-hmm.
you know, you're gonna mix the two up.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, that's easy to do because,
yeah, it is. Uh-huh.
You know, I've done it.
I've done it too. Yeah,
you know,
definitely.
Sometimes, or I'll be like, was I telling you this the other day? I feel like I was telling you this the other day. And you're like, no, you didn't tell me. I was like, oh, I didn't tell you. So
well,
I
like, the other, like you know? That one time when we were talking, you're like, you never told me that. And I was like, yes, I did. And you're like, no. And me and Ryan were like, yes, we did. We told her. She's like, I know. I thought I heard. I was like, I don't know.
Yeah. And
your memory gets hazy and like fuzzy.
Exactly. So they were saying that the computerized sketch, the original one, which I did take a picture and I'll post the pictures. Okay. But the original, or yeah, the original computerized sketch is no longer being used at all, completely. Oh, okay. And I guess also the authorities were saying that a lot of people were putting, like locals or anybody, were putting the actual eyewitness sketch next to people that they believe look like that person. And the police like urge people, please don't do that. Because, you know, it basically, you know, like messes up, I guess, their investigation. Yeah. And obviously it's uncomfortable for the people that they're posting, you know.
This looks like you.
Yeah.
Can you come here, please? Do a side by side of this sketch next to your face. I'm going to do a
side by side and turn you in. No, I'm just kidding. And so, and then there was, yeah, so they were like, please don't do that. You know, if you have any tips, call that line. And
that's insane.
Yeah, so.
God, that was like not too long ago.
I know. It was very, very recent. So. It's
they're not crazy. Saying whether they were sexually assaulted.
They're not giving a lot of info
How did they die? Were they strangled? Were they beaten? Say. Oh my God.
Didn't say. And so
who found the bodies?
It just said authorities, the police.
Also the police found them?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awful.
Yeah.
What do the parents think? Have they said anything?
Yeah, the parents are very like outspoken, you know, like the, you know, Abby's mom, she just, poor thing, she couldn't really talk. I mean, she was talking and doing really what good. Yeah, which what she could. But they're just, you know, devastated. They just,
that's so awful.
I know, it's so crazy. I mean, it's sad. I but I agree with you, you know, he could have looked younger or like you said, hey, I have some friends down here, you know, where do you guys go to school at? Just, you know, making conversation. And kids, they just, especially at that age.
Yeah. They're so trusting and they want to seem like cool, like the popular kids.
Right. And actually the one thing that both parents said was that they were so close that
One wouldn't go without the other.
Exactly. That they were just like stuck together. And that they
kind of like you and I.
Yeah, they honestly believe like if they wouldn't, like even if the one had an opportunity to get out, they wouldn't have left the other one.
Yeah, I don't think I could have. I don't, if like anything like that ever happened to us, I wouldn't leave you.
I know for sure.
Right? I would not leave you. Oh, I'd be God. Like, if you're going to kill that bitch, you got to kill me too.
I was like, you know what? Do a tufa. Just lay us on top of each other. No, I'm just kidding. And kick us. I'm just kidding.
No, yeah. I totally see that. Like, I would not leave. How I would not scary, leave you. Huh?
And they were saying that they do think like her, you know, probably didn't know that that was the person in the video was like a perpetrator, but just, you know, taking,
but that's
maybe that, they felt they're creepy. A person of
interest.
Yeah. And so they took that, Libby took that Snapchat video of him. And then that they do think that possibly when she was voice recording him, that she probably knew that something
was going down,
bad was going to happen, you know? And, it's so crazy. You know what I mean? It's just, ugh. It's just sickening, but, and they, yeah, they still haven't solved it, so.
Shit.
So please, if you guys, if anybody hears anything.
If anybody has any information.
Yeah.
If you guys live in Indiana, listen to us.
Yes.
If please you live. Don't be afraid to call. Like, those babies, they deserve.
For sure.
Closure. Their families deserve closure.
And actually, Libby's sister.
The junior, the girl. Yeah, that was a
the
junior.
Girl that was a junior. I think her name was Kelsey. I think I had said her name was Kelsey. She actually didn't want to like speak out about it. She said, but she had went to. She's actually going to school. Yeah, Kelsey. She was actually going to school for what do you call that? Not criminology, but what is it?
Forensics?
No. It's the term that they use. all the time for like degrees, not law enforcement. Criminal justice?
Yeah, criminal justice. Maybe that's what Ashley's
yeah.
doing.
And so she actually attended like it was like a crime convention kind of thing.
Yeah.
At the college and she met a lady there. And I was going to write her name down, but I didn't. But her sister was brutally murdered.
Oh shit.
Yes. And I think that lady had said that it had taken like 30 years for them to find her, yeah, to solve her sister's murder. And she met Kelsey there at that convention, and so they became basically friends. And she told her, like, you know, don't ever give up. You know, she was an inspiration for her, and so Kelsey and the families, they have been on different podcasts.
Oh, they
did say that, yeah, on the documentaries that they have been on different podcasts and stuff like that, just speaking about, you know, the Delphi daughters and stuff like that. So
check it out, to check out the documentaries too.
Yeah.
Man, that was a...
That was intense, huh?
That was intense.
That's scary because...
Yes, very, very intense.
I mean, you know, like exactly how you said, and, you know, obviously you being a parent, I mean, it's during the day.
Yeah, that's like...
You know?
I mean, you know, you're... And then especially if they have a phone.
Right.
Because, you know, you think that your children are going to be like, we'll call 911. And, and like, that's when I went to some training for... I want to say it was a deputy that was training us, but he was saying, it was a cop, he was saying, you know, to teach your kids, like, make it a game so that they notice details of a certain person, like, like, kind of like an I Spy game, but, you know, and it'll teach them to automatically look for things like tattoos, piercings, scars, the color of their hair, the color of their eyes, what they're wearing, this
identifying
type of sneakers. Things that you can identify that. And, you know, so, you know, that I would highly recommend that parents or grandparents play that game with your children or grandchildren.
Right.
Where you're, because then you're helping them to identify certain things, like unique things of this person, of any person that they come into contact with.
Yeah.
That could possibly harm them, you know, or not even that, if for them, if they're ever a witness to anything.
Exactly.
Also, the cop said that he told us when kids are being kidnapped, that people will not, if a kid is screaming, help me, help me, nobody will help them.
Right.
They won't help them. They won't go help them.
Yes.
He said that, he goes, don't teach your kids to scream help. You teach your kids to scream fire, because people will always want to be a hero to help put out a fire.
Right.
And then they'll start noticing things, like you yell fire and people, like, all, everybody turns around to look.
Right.
Like, and then it, like, it's like an automatic, like, then they start noticing things.
Right.
But when you're yelling help, nobody wants to be a part of that.
Yes.
They don't want to have nothing to do with that.
Isn't that sad?
That is so crazy.
That is so sad.
So I have, and my I learned that when my kids were smaller, you know. So I always told them that, you know. And he said, you know, if you teach your kids that if anybody's trying to kidnap them or grab them, that they kick and punch and scream and bite.
Anything. Right.
Because they're not going to want to deal with that, because they just want to take them and leave. You know, they don't want anybody, any eyewitnesses.
Right.
So, so please teach that to your children, your grandchildren, your nieces, your nephews, whatever, you know, even yourself as a woman, you know, or a man, you know,
exactly.
I mean, men are vulnerable too.
Yes.
So,
another thing that I do remember, the officers saying was that they do believe that maybe he held one hostage to lure the other one, and they wouldn't leave each other. So he probably said, like, you know, if you don't come with me, I'm going to do this or that. Or, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, basically, like, used one.
Yeah, to lure the other one. I could see that, but I don't really see that happening. Because when she was recording him, I think they would have heard something then.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
He was saying, guys, you know, like, come this way. And that's what I imagine. I don't know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Man, that was intense.
Yeah, and it does on the documentaries. You'll hear the voice and stuff like that. Yeah. And, but, you know, just, hey, I mean, I think about, you know, I know, like, Mariah and her friends one time went right here to CG Mountain, and they climbed on the non-trail side, right? And they got lost somehow. Mm-hmm. And thank God they made it back. And I think one of them ended up getting hurt or something that. But you know, that's something that's so easily innocent. You know, we're going to go hike CG Mountain. Yeah. Okay, I've done it. Yeah. I've done it by myself.
Well, yeah, and I'm even you know as what I mean? A... I mean, and it's not even that. I mean, it's like doing everyday mundane things.
Right.
I mean, people are fucking crazy.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you could just be walking your dog or getting home from buying groceries. I mean, they watch everything you do.
Yeah, it's so crazy.
It they is do. Because, I mean, if you're a target and it doesn't fucking matter.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, this doesn't matter.
Exactly.
So always be aware of your surroundings. I mean, I have just lived my life to where I always feel like someone's out to get me. I don't even, you know, and I
paranoia, get told, that yes, paranoia though.
Yes, I am.
Paranoia will destroy you.
Yes, I'm so paranoid, but you know, like sometimes, I was told to take like different routes home. Don't take the same route home all the time. You were telling me that, Lo was like, you need to, shut your curtains at night. Mm-hmm. I started doing that. Like there's just so many things. And, you know, I mean, like, I love the sunshine and but I'm like to where I don't even fucking care. Like, I just, cause I live alone with four girls. I mean, it's.
I'm all shit.
And my huge dog.
With your boyfriend.
Yeah, with my boyfriend, with Honey.
I'm all shit.
With Honey. But, you know, I mean, you know, seriously, you know what I mean? Like, I have always lived like that. Like, when I go home, I always have, like, I lock the door. As soon as I get in my car, I lock the door. And then, like, when I get home, like, I always have the key, the house key in my hand, so I can just hurry up and go in. I don't ever leave room for me to have to dig through my purse or anything like that. If we go anywhere, like to Vegas or anything where we have a room key, I always have a room key. I don't ever want to be digging for anything, you know, during the day, at night. It doesn't matter. People are fucking crazy. They'll go after you. Yeah. You know, they don't care. They don't care.
It is so crazy. And I do highly recommend playing like I Spy with your kids or whatever.
So that, grandkids. So that they learn.
Yeah. Just to
basically identify marks or
what. Be aware of your surroundings.
Yeah. Be aware of your surroundings. You know? Yeah, absolutely.
But.
Well, I guess that's it.
Yeah.
We have to go.
Yes, we do.
Please rate, review, subscribe, and download to our podcast on Apple Podcasts and all other podcast platforms except for Pandora because they suck. Just kidding. I haven't heard from them. I have to contact them. But and then follow us on Facebook, the Miranda Writes Podcast. Follow us on Twitter at capital T lowercase H E, capital M lowercase I R N D A, capital R lowercase G H T S. Follow us on Instagram, themirandawrites_19, or email us, themirandawrites2019@gmail.com.
Yep, perfect.
And that's it.
Enjoy your weekend.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Bye.